Blog Talk Radio.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Greetings, y'all, out there in Radio Land. We definitely want to thank you for joining us for another edition of Center Stage here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm one of the co-hosts of the call, Brother Stephen Biko out of Atlanta, Georgia. Want to give a big up to Lady Liana and Jacqueline Taylor Adams, who's going to be joining in momentarily. We want you all to sit back and relax. We're going to have some positive information, definitely some good music. We want to share with you and also ask you to connect with us and share in as well as we roll out tonight on Center Stage. So we're going to get right into it with a couple of announcements, and then we're going to come back and do what we got to do. So y'all hang tight, stand by. We'll be right back to you on Center Stage.
The evolution starts here and now on DM Live. So trust, when it comes to raw passion and basic common sense, there's no one behind the mic and talk radio stronger than the game. I don't embrace ignorance, I challenge it. And that's why I'm the king of kings of real talk. So to understand the fears of some conservative and urban talk radio, you should know the monarchy is beholden to no one.
You must not know about me. You must not know about me. Gonna have a man that you can meet it. Matter of fact, he'll be here. Can't leave. You must not know about me. You must.
Hello, everyone. My name is Donna McKeithen, and I am founder of Exodus International Group. We are a tour and meeting planning company located in Alexandria, Virginia. We provide quality, cost-effective vacations, cruises, and tour packages, as well as historical and educational programs for groups and individuals. Also, call us if you need international meeting assistance for your business or church. We are your cultural connection to the continent of Africa. Visit places like Ghana and Senegal and the Gambia and Mali and South Africa. Also travel to Europe and Asia and the Caribbean and South America, and we offer many other destinations around the world. Interested in international business or coach class tickets? Give us a call. Our staff has over 20 years of experience in the tourism and travel industry. Visit our website at www.xisandxray.com or call us at 703-971-9660. Thank you.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. Hopefully you all were able to get some of that information. Again, we want to welcome you to Center Stage tonight, January 15th, 2007. I'm Brother Stephen Biko out of Atlanta, Georgia. Jackie, you with us tonight?
Yes, I am. And it is 2009.
Yes, it is. What's going on in that side of town over in the east side? Y'all going to have Obama up there this weekend, right?
Oh, yeah. We're going to be Obama. Everybody going. People going. People having inaugural parties. They going on. So starting on Saturday, they're going to be partying all the way through Tuesday. And then in D.C., they're going to be partying all week.
Yeah, I know.
Yep, our own featured artist, Brian O'Neill, he will be performing in D.C. from starting today, start the 15th through the 20th. He will be performing out in D.C. And so we there got a lot of artists that are going to be out there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And family member Ted of OEC Consulting, he will have vending. So. Okay. I'm letting anyone know right now, if you want to vend something, if you have something you want for sale or something, or you want some info you want us to distribute, get at me, Call 215-921-3753. That's 215-921-3753. If you hit me up or get everything to me by Saturday the 17th, we will be out there on the 19th. So if you want to get something out to that crowd that's going to be there at the inauguration, just hit me up, 215-921-3753 or 1-800-584-3651, extension 2288.
Yes, yes. Okay, beautiful. Well, I look forward to it myself. It was good to hear George W. Make his last hurrah tonight. I don't know if you called his press conference tonight.
Heck
but,
no.
But
could care less. No, I mean, I was working. I literally came in here just in time to make it same stage.
Yes, yes. All right, all right. Well, yeah, what's anything special tonight that you you want to share with us or we're going to be bringing forward for the people out there listening?
Okay, we're hoping to call in later on this evening. We're hoping to hear from Charlene Brown. She is the founder and CEO of Black Business Cafe. Yeah, so she's also a member of the BBS Value Tour family. So we're hoping that she comes on around 10 o'clock hour and hear more from her and how we've partnered with the Black Business Cafe. But I guess what's been most exciting, we've held our second press conference this week, and a big ups and a big thank you to raucous artist Hezekiah and DJ Static who came out, and we have Damali, Mrs. Betty Sun, and Melvin C. McKnight. They all came out to the Arts Garage. We're also announcing our partnership with the Arts Garage, and everyone came out, and it was real good. The Arts Garage is looking beautiful. This is a lot of work this man has put in himself, and he owns significant property in a part of North Philly that they have deemed for regentrification.
Yeah.
So they are trying to wear him down. They have been harassing him for years, trying to get payoffs, all types of things. So we as a community had to just, like, you know, go after them and the mayor because they try to shut him down, seize his building, all types of things. So it's just really good to see how he's done, and we want to let everybody know the Arts Garage is open, and he got a nice little cafe downstairs, so you can come and get coffee, use the Wi-Fi, and hang out and talk, and you can give nice events and nice intimate events, and it's going to be the center for our fandom.
Okay.
Yeah, so the BBS Value Tour is part of our Adopt an Artist campaign. We're going to have these offline events called Fandom. So that's a chance for you to come learn more about the artist, get win things, posters, music, and all different things from the office. You get to come, you know, from the artist. You can buy their music, whatever. So we're hosting fandom events, and that's how we're partnering with the Black Business Cafe on the fandom events. But we're also going to kick it off here in Philly at the Arts Garage. And our featured artist, Damali, he's going to be a host. We're going to bring Fudge down from New York to host sometime. And, yeah, it's going to be fun. It's a real nice, cozy, intimate atmosphere. We're going to kick that Wi-Fi up. We've got the DJ, and it's going to be like a soulful a groove up there. And spoken word, we're going to have the music, live performances. And what's really cool, we are going to host that live also on the internet.
Okay.
So over our WebEx.
Is there going to be video as well?
Yeah, well, over the, just like we do with the WebEx, with the online conference, we are going to host it. So It's like you're not going to videotape the whole event in a live stream like that, but you will be able to definitely tell everything that's going on, and we're going to have a VJ that's going to be there reporting to you what's going on, and you can meet the artist, and then even if you're not there, you can buy music. We got these special line of hand-painted T-shirts that's coming out, and you can just shop and learn more about the artist, talk to them one-on-one, find out who's in the house, and just, you know, connect with different people. And we're just going to be right there reporting it to you while it's going on.
All right,
it's like total fandom, you know?
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. Definitely. Well, we look forward to continue to build further and doing what we got to do to maximize our ability to come together and do for self. We got so much talent and so many resources and creative people around us, and just connecting those dots is just part of that work and bringing us together and learning how to stay together as well. So,
So. It was exciting. It's an exciting week, and our publicist, Patsy Perkins, she's going to be coming on this side of town to stay, and I think she'll be here tomorrow or Saturday. She'll definitely be in town by Saturday, so she's already hitting up her television contacts. So, you know, we're working on getting our publicity, so, you know, we'll be hearing more and more about us, and we, you know, again, as far as in this side of town, the Arts Garage is going to be, they're going to be our, you know, our offline, our, you know, our point place that's offline. So we like here to build each other up. And like by us coming here and making use of that facility and keeping it used and busy, you know, it's harder for them to come in and, you know, hopefully it'll be hard for them to come in and harass, and you know, so that's what we're hoping, that by keeping it used, you know, in the community using it, it'll be harder for them to come in.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, we're going to work it out. Now, is there any other featured artist that's going to be there next week that we have available on the music play or the music list tonight?
Well, it's not next week, but all of these artists, we definitely have what would be nice. You know, I did this compilation to put it as part of the press kit. So as I upload some more of that work from the compilation. Cause
congratulations.
You've
been selected to receive a free.
And
See,
that's
that
blog talk. So they got, you know. Now, if you want to find out what all of this is about, you can just go get paid when played, PLAYED.com. And so that's the new rave now, audio ads.
Okay.
So you can learn more about the audio ads and figure out how you can get paid every time an ad is played. So just like you have the Google ads, now we have audio ads. And this is another awesome revenue stream. So when they revamped Blog Talk, they added the audio ads.
Okay.
So that's part of that. But, yeah, why don't we kick it off? I just got finished listening to the compilation. it left the CD, too. But kick it off with Inspire with, what is it? Inspire. His song is called,
I'm trying to see it myself here. Inspire.
Yeah.
Inspire.
Yeah. His name should be in parentheses. The album is called Something Great, but the name of the song is,
Okay.
See, man, I remember the name of the album is Something Great.
If Money Didn't.
No, not If Money Didn't. I want to kick it off with, here's another one on there.
Let's see here.
Okay, I'm on my way in to check it out, to check out the switchboard. See, I'm telling you, technology is awesome. So in the meanwhile, while we're searching for Inspire's work, what's going on with you, Mr. B. Cole? What's going on? What's going on down in Atlanta?
Oh, well, you know, we trying to just, you know, launch into the, you know, the new year, of course, and, you know, using this whole experience around Brother Obama and his upcoming inauguration to bring our people together to discuss what does this mean for us as a people. Most of us are excited about what's, you know, what's going on. Some of us are feeling a little disillusioned, and some of us are not feeling how, you know, don't know how we should feel. So as a part of 10-10-50, the African Community Centers is hosting their first quarter community assembly on Saturday evening over at the Shrine of the Black Madonna. And the theme of this assembly is entitled, What Does Barack Obama Owe Black People? So it's going to be a community roundtable discussion, which is going to be addressing some of these issues of what do we feel should come out of this experience. And with us having a black family in the White House and a black man as the president of the United States, where are we going to be? So this discussion is going to be moving towards an African agenda for African people. So whether people are convinced that Obama is the answer or that his election is a step backward, we are inviting everybody to come out and be a part of this process so we can be a part of defining ourselves as African people. And we've got a tremendous list of scholars and politicians and even some hip-hoppers who are going to be coming out. Dr. Marimba Ani is invited to come out. Sister Njeri Agani, she's the national director of NCOBRA. Congresswoman Abel Mabel Thomas, a state representative here in Georgia. Dr. Akinyele Umoja, Minister P.D. Menelink, who works very closely with Professor Leonard Jeffries. Former Councilman Derek Bozeman is invited. Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, Attorney Chokwe Lumumba, Professor Griff with Public Enemy, the Atlanta rapper Killer Mike, a brother Wakesa, Mazi Moyo. He's a part of the Compo Tax effort. I don't know if you're familiar with that, and which is a black-owned tax preparation and accounting company. And then we got Brother Warren Green out of Morehouse. All these brothers and sisters are part of the invited speakers. But the beauty of it is it's going to be a roundtable discussion, and the community that comes out is going to have an opportunity, of course, to have feedback, ask questions, and even, you know, promote what they're doing as well. So it's a quarterly assembly. This is the first one. And we look forward to it this Saturday evening, 6 o'clock at the Shrine of the Black Madonna here in Atlanta.
Okay. Sounds really good.
Yeah.
Well, what we're going to do, since, you know, we just got finished talking about that, I figure maybe better off we're going to start with some Yuhuru by Brothers Keepers from their CD, The Reeducation of the Negro.
Get it. That's why crime goes up. And I'm tired. Yeah, my life just waiting to die. I'm tired. This very is the time for resistance, y'all.
I was told there was a need for this, a healthy dose of inspiration in the midst of all this evilness and malpractice, side effects, greed, and health risks. And as of right now, words mean something again. The music has been composed and arranged with a twist and to a spin. And let me mention, I value your attention. But I'm not here to discuss my bling bling or my flyest outfit or my faux fifth or my tightest whip. I'm here to help, inspire, and uplift. All pausing is now in default. So just kick back, relax, jam, listen, and be taught. You can hear the passion in the cymbals. And that further proves this poetry music has been well crafted and polished. And created to motivate. Guaranteed to erase at least 20% of worldwide hate. It's so amazing what the letters do. Come together and form the words that inspire and make a better you and a better me too. And if I sound arrogant, that's not my intent. I do acknowledge this record is the work of a higher power and I am only an instrument. And I would express it to you even if it didn't earn me one fine red cent. You see, there is a big demand for truth in this world of lies and entertainment. Unlike anything you ever heard. Original music and poetic words, all told with grade A delivery, just for you and put into song mode, and a must-have for every household. Now I've collaborated with professional, inspired intellectuals, And since day one, we felt this new discovery will be an inspiration for years and years to come. And we gon' feed it to you right after this quick word or two from the album's lead producer.
Yeah, man, this your boy playing Righteous Man. Me and my cousin Soul K done teamed up with Inspire Man. Together we meant to take this original poetry music to a new dimension, man. We got hip-hop, R&B, soul, and jazz all wrapped up in one big package, man. This is the start of something real big, man. Nothing but classics, man. The real spinach, we never die, man. You dig what I'm saying, man? The homie Inspire gon' spin it till the wheels fall off, man. Inspiring people from all different generations with no hesitations, helping them deal with different lifetime situations by motivating them with words and music from the inner soul, being an inspiration.
You need to listen to the words.
Okay, we're back. I do apologize. I keep moving around on the computer. I can't find the switchboard. I thought I lost it, and then I found I had it up here twice. I had to re-log in. Okay, here it is. All right. So we just got finished listening to Yuhuru by Brothers Keepers from their CD, The Re-Education of the Negro. And then there's New Discovery by Inspire. From his debut CD, Something Great. And these are all artists, featured artists on the BBS Value Tour. Yeah. So they pretty cool, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. No doubt. No doubt. I was really feeling that.
So, yeah, that's what they call them, purpose words, man. And everything is not necessarily super purpose, but it's this quote I like to take from one of our artists, Hezekiah. As Bakaya says, I'm not a conscious rapper, I just have something to say. So, at least, you know, the music has a message. It's not just saying a bunch of nothing. Or, you know, so that's a good thing. So, how has it been going? How's it been going? I haven't actually heard from you. We missed you here last week, Mr. Vico.
Yes, I missed y'all too. I've been trying to play catch up. You know, I was on a little hiatus for about a month or so, and it's taken me some time to get everything back on board.
Right.
But I'm always, you know, trying to do what I can when I can. And one of my biggest challenges and things I have to work on is follow up, you know, or leave a message, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so much stuff going on, even just on a local level here with, you know, a couple of organizations who've been out there in the streets doing work. But, you know, there's been a lot of challenges that people are facing. There's been some medical emergencies that have come up, just been, you know, a myriad of things that have been going on. So everybody's trying to just maintain and stay focused. But this world in which we live in sometimes, man, they keep you full throttle. You can't focus on what you want to do because you got to deal with all the other stuff that you really don't want to do no way.
Yeah, like they say, life happens and, you know, shit happens. That's what happens. So we got to really be mindful not to allow ourselves to be controlled by our circumstances.
Yeah.
Because life is going to happen to you. And a lot of things going to come your way.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes just because of the work that we're doing. I mean, like, who would think, you know, a black man who buys a property, I mean, in a dilapidated neighborhood, and turns shells of buildings into something nice where we can hang out that he's rehabbing all himself would be so harassed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So just like, and to the point he kind of want to give it up. It seems like he's putting all his time and he's not making money because he, you know, been having, you know, they shut him down. And when he did everything, then he came back and tried to shut him down again. And but the community is behind him. It's like legendary. So we want to keep our people inspired and remember this too shall pass.
Yes.
And, you know, life without purpose is just not worth it. So
exactly.
We want to just keep them inspired to just keep on doing. And one of the things we can definitely do, though, to keep our people inspired is to really you know, be there for them.
Mm-hmm.
And actually to participate. One person can't carry the show for everybody, so it's necessary that we all participate in the process.
Yeah, and we're getting better and better. I think for the most part, you know, we're seeing the changing of a guard, a new generation of, you know, foot soldiers, you know, leaders, movers and shakers are coming to the forefront. And many of us have been behind the scenes for a while, have been working with some of our great ones or the ones who were on the front lines. So we've had some good experience, some good training and development. And so as we move into, you know, this next era of our struggle, you know, we are going to come forward with what we got to share. And I just look forward to it. I think 2009 is definitely going to be you know, a year that's our time as a people. All of us been working on things, Jackie, that we love, we're passionate about, we've been committed to, and despite whatever challenges, we've remained on task. And that speaks to, you know, the perseverance that everybody got to have in achieving their goals. So I'm just looking forward to, you know, thinking better, doing better, getting better, and trying to help somebody else do the same, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's definitely. And we do want to inspire others, so, you know, in that spirit of inspiring, let's see what we can do, what we can hear from. We're going to take this time to actually hear a lot of our artists, because that was part of the goals of this show, was to actually hear, you know, the work from our artists. So this is one of the few times where we get a chance to actually play, you know, some of the work, some of the music. So
mm-hmm.
We're going to look down here and see what we have.
I can't ask for nothing better. I get some good music and get to come back and talk to you. Hey.
I know every man's dream.
Yeah, I don't know about every man. I say this man is living a dream, though. How about that?
Yeah, right. Well, we're going to listen to some Dreams, and this is by Master Griot artist Just Greg and Vision.
Okay.
And this, you know, kind of talks to the, you know, the part of the state of mind. So we're going to listen to Dreams.
All right, Dreams.
This is what dreams are made of. This is what dreams are made of. This is what dreams are made of. Still dreaming. This is what dreams are made of. This is what dreams are made of. This is what dreams are made of. She went to a major university to major in biology, but somehow it's begun selling her anatomy. Her college degree was a waste of time, spending 4 years of financial aid to become a pharmaceutical sales slave. But she don't sell her physical, she sells her morals. No longer moving in the strides of this independent,
but she strives by rising rips. She prefers dealing with those guys who flip those bricks. Use cocaine to increase their profit value. Salutations to the beauty of the week. But deep down inside, she's a beautiful freak. Jaded by the past, claiming to need a thug in her life. Won't have sex unless there's drugs to make it right. Last man she dealt with is doing 25 to life. Testified against him about that very same night. But this is what dreams are made of. This is what dreams are made of.
Told her if she wants to be famous, she needs to make love. So every time Dick, Harry, Nate. Drop the locks and lose some weight if she wants to fame. Mind thinking she's too big for express, she needs to stay in her lane. Deep down, she's more Coltrane than Soul Plane. Cause she wants the money, the fast life, she favors the thug. Can't wait to spice up her life to find her flavor of love. Doesn't quite need a personality, no. Being educated won't get you a reality show. So she ignores the disrespect the ballers and Hoover said. After going in random houses and giving soup ahead, treading her future away like Wall Street pork. Can't stand Manhattan, but she loves New York. And this is what dreams are made of. This is what dreams are made of.
So what are dreams made of? The size of the tires inspires a fatal attraction, a fatal distraction. Mind caught in the rapture of sex, money, and drugs. Replacing anything meaningful with some superficial love. The windows of her soul have been tinted with a smile so demented and the brain so intelligent. Nice guys finish last, so chivalry is irrelevant. She once tried to be celibate, two times got pregnant by accident. Willing to risk her life in the crossfire of bullets, the bags, the weed, the vials, the crack, the time, and the system. That's her man, she got his back. If need be, she would become his Kevlar in a misguided galaxy of shooting stars. But that's when women with intellect don't respect intellect. Instead, they dissect the good guys and call them gay and soft for being too nice. Treat them cold as ice, but even ignorance comes with a price. But this is that glamorous life, that dangerous life, that glamorous life.
And this is what dreams are made of. This is what dreams are made of. In nightmares, watching her future fade away right there in front of her face. And deep down inside, she just wants to be embraced by mommy, daddy, VH1 soap. Watch her run to any and every fantasy and endeavor. Just trying to have her best week ever. So she'll take Kevin to be Britney, Bobby to be Whitney. Attached with the drugs, kids, and the bottle. When all she really needs is to be herself, to be America's next top model of womanhood.
Just keep it real. Yes, I know. Well, what do you know? Another Beat-Hockey production.
Right? Do you want to rock and roll? Now that was Mahogany from her upcoming project Thoughts of a Diva.
Right.
And before Mahogany, before rock and roll, we heard Know Who You Are. And that's by featured artist Melvin C. McKnight from his CD Straight from Uptown. And then we kicked off this set with Dreams by Just Greg and Vision from their upcoming project, Poet, the Mixtape. So, you know. So was you grooving? I'll be grooving with Mahogany, yeah.
Yeah, I remember hearing that one before.
Mm-hmm.
I love that that track right there for sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, we got it. They make you chill. They make you groove. They make you think. You got a little bit of something for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And can you take a moment and call out your forum that's going to be this weekend again, the quarterly symposium? Or
Certainly. definitely. We're going to be having the African Community Centers for Unity and Self-Determination, which is headquartered here in Atlanta, Georgia. This is the institution out of which our basic monthly plan of empowerment, 10-10-50, was given birth from. But they have in place as well quarterly community assemblies every 3 months, four times a year here in Atlanta. And, of course, we're looking to bring that kind of a forum to as many different cities and locations where our people are gathered together. It's a time for us to come together and talk about particular issues, but it's a time for us to get to know each other when usually many people who come out, because of their variety and diversity of groups of people and kinds of black folks, they would normally not cross paths with each other because they don't really operate in the same circle. So this is a chance for all of us members of our community to come together. The first quarter community assembly, the theme is what does Barack Obama owe black people? Definitely a question that's being discussed on a regular basis on talk radio, at the barbershop, the water cooler, wherever else we're getting together and speaking on things. But this is an opportunity for members of the community to come out and participate in a roundtable discussion that is going to be moving us towards an African agenda for African people. So ultimately, this community assembly, Jackie, is going to be giving us the ability to craft whatever kind of agenda that we hear from our people that we need to present. But we have to have an agenda that speaks to our diversity as a people. So, of course, this Saturday, the 17th, 6 p.m. at the Shrine of the Black Madonna here in Atlanta. Anybody wants more information, they can certainly go online and visit the website, which is www.unity4power.org. Again, that's unity4power.org, or they can call the African Community Centers directly at 404-344-5454. And, of course, we have some well-known, nationally recognized people who've been invited, and, of course, some local folks, but in particular, Professor Griff, Public Enemy, Atlanta rapper Killer Mike is invited, Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, and Jerry Agani, the National Director of NCOBRA, Attorney Chokwe Lumumba, anybody who is familiar with the Republic of New Africa, one of the longtime soldiers and leaders as a part of that effort as well, Dr. Marimba Ani and Dr. Akinyele Umoja. Some of these people are very well known throughout the country and even outside the state. So we're definitely going to have a cross-section of brothers and sisters who are going to be speaking to this issue. And we encourage everybody out there to take up this question and begin to pose it in your circles as well so we can really deal with the fact that, yes, we got a brother in office, but now what comes next for us as a people as a result of this?
Okay. Well, that sounds really good. So make sure you put that info in the chat room so everybody can, you know, check it out. And I'm also Twittering. We're on Twitter, so if you want to find us, just go to www.twitter.com/BBSValueTour. And again, if you want to join us in this conversation, just call in to 646-716-7994. 646-716-7994. Now, I was checking out last week information, and I noticed we missed it, but Liana did have a topic. She said, is Black History, do we still have Black History? That was the question. That was supposed to be the topic for the week. Now, I know, you know, we're immersed in it. You know, we're immersed in Black History. I listen to music that's very historical, spoken word with this big historical base. You know, so that's kind of our world. But if we ask this overall, what would be the answer?
Okay. Do we still have Black History, huh?
Yeah. Are they really doing Black History?
I would say from my point of view that we acknowledge it, but it's become somewhat diluted to a degree similar to even with Kwanzaa, where we focus on these principles of Kwanzaa for a week or so, but we don't make sure that we are exemplifying these principles, you know, in our community life on a regular basis. And similar to Black History Month, we take 1 month out of the year to focus on our accomplishments and contributions as a people, in particular here in America. But Black history is being made on a daily basis. And so we've got to have a way to keep track of that and make sure that our people understand that the history, the present, and the future is eternally connected. And so it should always be a part of what we do throughout the year, every day of our lives.
And I really wonder about our schools, because I know my youngest stepson attended Chapel Hill University of North Carolina, and him and his wife was telling me, excuse me, they were taking women's studies. She was taking women's studies. That she was his girlfriend at the time. And they both were taking, you know, they were taking African history, African-American history and all. And I said, well, they didn't know who J.A. Rogers was. And I'm like, you're in college. You're taking Black studies, and you don't know J.A. Rogers.
Where were they at school at?
Chapel Hill, University of North Carolina.
Wow.
And this is college. And at the college level, not only weren't they taking it in school, they just had no clue as to who J.A. Rogers was. And it could be is. They still may not have a clue. So, and it really makes you wonder. You know, you got 19 and 20-year-olds who have excelled. I mean, we're not talking about people who dropped out of school. People who went to school, excelled, and can't even say who a J.A. Rogers is.
Wow.
Like, I mean, does it ever go beyond a Martin Luther King or, you know, I know I didn't experience it in school, but that was... that was just a couple years ago when I was in high school, but but I think that's such a valid question. So, you know, is it really being taught? You know, is a real level of Black history being taught in the school and in schools? Are children growing up with an adequate base of history and knowledge?
Right, exactly.
You know, it's one thing what we learn once we get older, but what are they growing up? What do they actually know?
Mm-hmm. Well, if it's not being measured, if they're not being questioned on it or quizzed on it, then we just assume sometimes, Jackie, that because they're in high school or they're in a gifted program or they're at a particular university, that they should know these things. And many times we're sending our children to schools and we don't even have an idea of what the curriculum is that the children are being taught.
Mm-hmm.
So we have children who go to a public school and may be Benjamin Banneker. So we thinking that obviously if it's named after a Black man of importance like Benjamin Banneker, then they must at least be learning about Benjamin Banneker. In some cases, that's not even happening. And, of course, we have Martin Luther King Jr. schools all over the country, but it's his work, it's his legacy being given to the children so that they are inspired to carry on that work and to continue to, you know, walk in those footsteps.
You know, well, I mean, I agree. I'm curious because all I've learned about Martin Luther King, but I was an adult before I learned about the Poor People's Campaign.
Right.
Because that was an economic movement. And so we wonder how, you know, what point and what depth. And about the beloved community. You know, these things weren't taught in school.
Exactly.
So, then that goes on in the responsibility of us where you brought up a good point. You know, do you know your child's curriculum? Do you know what they're being taught? And then are you there to help fill in the gaps with books and experiences to help fill in?
Yeah.
Like maybe then just always going to a Chuck E. Cheese. Maybe take your child, you know, to some museums. Purchase black books. There are some wonderful black books, and I'm telling you, you do not find them at the book fairs in the schools. Because I sold books, and when I would go to the book fair with my grandson, those books just weren't there. He has a wonderful collection right now of books. And I don't mean, you know, militant stories or things. Just it's important. When my husband passed and our family was, like, really distant, and I have a boy here around females all the time, and because my stepsons lived in different cities and all, and I no longer have my husband because before, like, when it came to potty training, I'm, like, go in the bathroom with pop-pops. Now all of those male issues and things, you know, I didn't have, I couldn't throw them all on a pop-pop. So I became very mindful of what was around him and that he had images. Like, I'm very much into visual art, but I noticed, and maybe because there's a lot of male artists, they paint a lot of women. So then I kept noticing, you know, where can I find black male images for my grandson? And they couldn't, not always old folks, but just regular images and people and model for him to look at. And I found it was hard to even find, like, artwork I could go buy and hang that just represented a regular black male. Those images were hard to find. But the books were very helpful. I mean, there was a story, too, about something in pop-pop, and since I sold books, got a lot of signed books by the author. You know, he liked that because every mom and mother is pop-pop, and, you know, grandpa and the kid went fishing, and Gumbo and the Tiger, an African tale. The guy Fred Crump does a whole line of fairy tales, and he, I don't know, however you want to, you know, he does the black version of them, but, you know, Hansel and Gretel. Then he said, Rapunzel, let down your dreads. But they're beautifully illustrated. A Rose for Zemira. It's just to play on the Beauty and the Beast, you know. And, you know, the stories are basically the same, but they're beautifully illustrated. There are, like, so many little things we can do to make our youth comfortable about being black and knowledgeable from an early age. But you do have to seek it out. I mean, and I'm grateful for that period of time that I sold books, that I had access to these things that I realize are not around. And even now, the popular fiction has become so popular. You know, the urban fiction has become so popular that it's hard to go in bookstores now and find books that I used to find back in the 90s. The historical books, you know, the socio-political books, all of those type of books are no longer at the forefront. And some of them you have to know the title to order them because they don't get ordered enough that they're not keeping them in the stores. Being able to go find those whole sections of children books are not necessarily there. So it's something that we have to demand. We can't let urban fiction be the literature of the day for all blacks. You know, it was one thing, it may got people reading and all, but then, our level of knowledge has, you know, truly went down. So we want to really consider that.
No doubt.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to go over here, Stephen, as you drop some knowledge on the audience.
Okay, all right, real good.
Edwina?
No, it's still Steve here.
Okay, all righty. This is to the radio. I'm sorry. That was one of our people calling in. So Steve was calling in. Well, what we can do, we can go through, we're going to go through, I guess, a hip-hop moment. We do all of this, you know, neo soul and type of groove a lot. So for you hip-hop heads, we do have some hip-hop artists. So we're going to refresh this. Refresh the switchboard and make sure they come up. You know we have Motai is one of our featured artists from NBL Records. And we have Hezekiah. He's from Raucous Soul Spasm. So those are our featured hip-hop artists. And they definitely have some pieces out here. So I got to make sure that they came up. I think I'm going to have to close out and come back real quick. But what we're going to listen to first, and just for all you people know, it's, you know, it's hip-hop. So it's maybe some explicit language here and there, but none's going to hurt nobody. So we're going to listen to I Predict a Riot. And that is the theme song from Hezekiah's album, I Predict a Riot. And it features his sister as well as another brother. So,
all right.
Okay.
Pick up Hezekiah.
Oh, yep. And I don't see it come up. Maybe take a moment, close out the switchboard and bring it back up, and maybe we can get it back up again. Is that all right, Stephen?
Okay. Take it out and bring it
back. Yeah, take it out and bring it back up.
All right. I know we got one person in the chat room, so they going to drop off if we do that?
Oh, no. You just close the switchboard, not the chat. That's
okay.
Another window, yeah. But they're not going to drop off. So who's in the chat room? Can you shout them out?
Yeah, we definitely want to shout out Brother Man. I'm thinking he's down in Atlanta. I'm not sure, but he's giving me some info on him. Maurice Novembre. I see he's shouting out Brother Man Comics.
Okay, cool. All right,
yeah.
BrotherManComics.comics.
Yeah, so big up, Maurice. We'll be right back with you.
All right. Anybody check out BrotherManComics.com. And that's another place for, you know, our youth and young people. There are some really great black comic books. That's another place where you can go comic books, request these books, and do this for our children. That's another area, definitely. So,
now I close
Brother
it out.
Man
I need
Comics.
To bring it back up.
Just bring it back up. Yep. At least I'm hoping, you know, with this new format, I don't know. I know I uploaded this new music, but I don't see it. So, oh, we got a caller on the line, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So who's a caller from 646? Who's on the line?
Hi, my name is Lavinia.
Hi, Lavinia. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Hi, this is Jackie. This is that's great. This is Lavinia, and this is gonna be one of our new co-hosts, Stephen.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Hi.
Yes.
How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, Lavinia. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Beautiful.
So, Lavinia, where are you out of?
Well, originally native of New York City, now living down in South Jersey, southern part of Jersey.
Okay.
I'm actually only about 11 miles from Philly, across the bridge.
All right. All right. Real close.
Right.
All right. Okay. Well, what we're going to do, since I can't, I'm going to go back and bring up I Predict a Riot. But in the meantime, we'll do Wild and Reckless. And then we're going to go Taking It to the Street by Motai. And we'll have this hip-hop moment.
All right.
Y'all got to pardon me in advance for doing this. I beg your pardon. I had to do it to you. Yeah. And words cannot express how I feel inside. I wrote this rhyme the same day that Dilla died. my man. So please excuse my man, it's part of me for rambling on. Sometimes I go off on a tangent. Tell me, how many times am I gonna be forced to explain this? I'm a nerd, I'm a freak, yeah, I'm a geek, but I'm dangerous. Look, this is my life, this ain't just entertainment. I don't do business with strangers. Pull up a chair, we might as well get acquainted now. I'm on some Gloria Gaynor's now. Bougie niggas saying I'm a pain in the anus now. He made it this far, so ain't no stopping him now. Yeah, he headed for the top, so ain't no talking him down now. Radio, man, them suckers never play this. Them dudes on the playlist, man, they copy my cadence shit. But they ain't saying nothing, they ain't making a statement. They might as well throw in the towel. Nah, they say if you ain't got a pencil record, you can't sell a record. And you run around, so bow them breakfast. Go ahead, show your teeth, niggas, show them your necklace. And Lord knows what to do to get them adjusted. Stop. Maybe fooling some, but you ain't fooling me. Yeah, you cool with them, but you ain't cool with me. Close range, yeah, you ain't shooting me. Keep telling myself, not me. And let the truth be told. Hurry up, the weight dropped, it was damn near 3 years old. Shit, and I ain't give you an album, I gave you my soul. Gave the haters inspiration, they was hoping I fold. And that was critically acclaimed, so some called it a classic. So you bought two copies, one to keep in the plastic. And the hood ain't support us, but they saying they love us. We order grab bootlegs with no inside covers. Yeah, so can I grab this mic for a minute? Can I get something off my chest without you getting offended? Can I point out the difference? Can I voice my opinion? Pay me no attention, don't mind me, I'm just spitting. I'm a rhyme artist, little nigga, I paint pictures. Close your eyes when you listen, and you can envision it too. Words therapeutic, my beats with deep tissue. She was going through things that I touched through each issue. Eyes closed for the souls lost in the system. We gotta make it last, this is classic material. It's 5 years later, and they don't remember you. Fans looking back like, what the fuck was I listening to? Most dudes ain't got a clue. Now, you looking at your A&R like, why the fuck did I listen to you? Career's cold, ain't you only 30 years old? Won't nobody open the door. They say if you ain't got a prison record, you can't sell a record. The youth run around so wild and reckless. Go ahead, show your teeth, niggas, show them your necklace. And Lord knows what to do to get on the guest list. So I'd like to welcome y'all to this album.
La 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 la.
I predict
la,
a riot.
La, la,
yeah.
From the table, now it gotta turn. Cause when you making money in the street, everybody wanna goddamn eat. I'm taking it to the street. Not only in a radio, and no, not only in a club, but I know that you know that I'm taking it
Lady
to the
Lord
street.
Lady Lola Fuciano at that 5-point spread. And if we're the easy Jesus, I'm about my bread. I'm Serena to the curb, score harder to serve. Black Venus with the curves when I ship it in third. And dip on a D, homie, you was never a G. Don't be surprised that you can't take me. I ball hard with PK, K playing on free. So bringing it to the street on my SOG. And my shooters gotta eat, so these beats I leak all over the concrete. So my roses peak. They love it in LA, they plug it in Palm Beach, they bang it in UK, they play it in Paris. Internationally known L.I. Phone Queen. Bring my crown to every sit down industry. So they give me a half a million, but I gotta be sweet. That's my head off the table, keep the middle finger to kick. Coward, I work for peace.
Not only in a radio, and no, not only in a club, but I know that you know that I
don't care nothing about the pros.
give a damn about the beat. Cause if it don't work, I'm taking it to the street. Controlling up the avenue, holding on my heat. Posted on the boulevard, watching for the creep. I'm right back in traffic, getting it by any means. Saying bump the police, riding on my enemies. I'm going where the money at, getting it while I'm getting good. Going hard in the pen, cause ain't no jobs in the hood. I'm back to the mattress, toes on the front line. Checking things up like the San Andreas fault line. I won't mind, so I go hard serving the gutter. Some would call it a crime, I call it getting supper. What's up, I'ma take it to your radio, and I'm gonna take it to your club. But you know I take this thing worldwide and get it cracking, steady throwing up the dub. What's up?
Not only in the radio, and no, not only in the club, but I know that you know that I'm taking it to the street.
He stares in the eyes of the man who despises him.
And today, this is my real mother. Said when I came out the womb, my little black sis was raised in the air like this. And she was proud, because I was going to take after her and not give it to her.
Welcome to Flight 3D. This is your captain speaking. We ask that you please note the emergency exits and safety signs in the event our journey becomes just too deep.
Alright, we're gonna get into the type of shit I like. She holds me powerful, right?
Super Nigga can't put a basketball down. He leave tall Super Nigga in a single bound. Super Nigga ain't got no degrees, he ain't got no time for that. Street corner, crack houses, projects, his natural habitat. Super Nigga got super strength, speed and agility. So it's understandable when the cops beat him down to the best of their ability. Super Nigga had no supervision. Instead he had super between 17 and 25 super inches used to satisfy them super sisters.
Well, they clone little black girls who won't die but fight. Well, they clone little black girls who supplement stamina for endless struggles to write. Well, they clone little black girls like Asada, Sonia, Tubman, knowing what they know. Well, they clone little black girls like Nikki, Zora, Mommy, Grandma. Who orchestrate
train? Ain't nobody got more than us. Aspiring artists spit saliva in their palms, producing hits, making noise with their fists. Lanky limbros with afros, break beats and pop lock on dance flows. Made a combo.
Let me talk to you for a second.
Hey. Y'all just heard the Master Griot mix, and that was a mix of various Master Griot artists at that time, and you had heard from. We had Queen was in there, Lois Moses, Bernard Collins, and who else was in there? I think Tommy Bottoms. So that was just a mix of a few different Master Griot artists. Somebody put together a nice mix for us. And before that, you heard Taking It to the Streets, and that's by Mota with NBL Records, and Wild and Reckless by Hezekiah. Taking It to the Street is from NBL's new release, the Street album. So you can also find that online and anywhere, there's digital distribution. And then Wild and Reckless is by Hezekiah from his CD, I Predict a Riot. And again, they are all digitally distributed, so go buy the music. Well, what's going on? How is y'all feeling that hip-hop moment?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, what'd you say, Lavinia?
No, I was about to, you know what? My phone is really, like, choppy. I can't hear anything. I have to go back and listen to stuff later.
Okay. No problem.
In and out. I thought I lost the call for a minute, but I'm still here.
Oh, okay, great. All righty, so Lavinia, let us know a little bit about you. She had a show called The Blog Beat.
Yes, I've been doing this. Actually, I started it last March, my first airing. I actually did it on the night of my birthday last year. So I'm coming up on a year. But it's called blogbeatradio.com. I have a website also for it. The little segments, though, I call them Blogbeat After Dark. Basically, we did it at the same time slot right now. Normally, I would be on the air right now.
Okay.
But I'm getting ready to switch up the format, and I think I'm also going to move to Sunday midday, mid-evening. I won't even say midday. Maybe in the mid part of the evening. And I'm going to change some things. Right now, I was basically doing unsigned underground artists, and I am going to also now add some contemporary gospel or Christian music, however, you know, whatever box they put it in these days, to the venue. So,
we're going to
talk about that.
Yeah, well, we're excited because we're going to join her in that process, you know. I'm a, you know, like, supporter with our hood gospel, you know. I got my phrase called hood gospel.
Okay.
I got that. This is how the Crump King says, that grimy good.
All right.
Yeah, so.
So, excuse me, but I just hear me and you. There's a third party here, right?
Yeah, we have Brother Stephen Biko.
Stephen, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm here.
Okay, I didn't hear you.
Yeah. And we had some people in the chat room, too, correct?
Yeah, we had Maurice in the
Novembre.
Chat room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Novembre. He said, yo, I'm loving this Blog Talk joint. You know what I'm saying? I think he was listening to the music you were playing, Brother Hezekiah and things. So.
Okay.
All right. That's cool. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what we are here to bring you the music.
Yeah, he said interactive radio all day. Go ahead, Maurice. So remember, everybody, please check out Maurice at brothermancomics.com. And I think Brother Man Comics is kind of well known, but yeah, brothermancomics.com, please check it out. And there are a lot of nice black comics. So we were talking about Lavinia, like I like to ask you, one of our questions was, is black history still around? Do we still have black history? And Stephen and I were talking, you know, like, that's kind of like our world. So, like, that's what we live. But when we actually think about it, is that for everybody? And the main thing, is that for our youth? You know, do our youth grow up actually knowing real black history, something other than what would be perceived as, this is how I perceived. We were wild Africans over in Africa, and then the white, really nice British folks came over and civilized us. Then the really nice, you know, Spaniards and all. And Europeans came in and took us from Africa and brought us over here, treated us horribly, beat us down, then freed us, and then we became somebody.
Uh-oh.
So that's what school taught me. And, you know, I realized by ninth grade that wasn't real. I thought in the ninth grade when I would have world history that I would get a real view.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, it just painted Africans as uncivilized people until they got near to you know, the British came and helped them become civilized. That was the picture that was painted. So I'm just curious as to what's going on today.
With uncivilized people, okay? Anybody that goes around the face of the earth conquering and wiping out people for their own selfish motives or needs, that's not savage, what it is. But we're not going to go there. But anyway, black history is very, very, very much needed with our youth. I think in our generation, the ball has been dropped more so than it was when I was growing up. On that note, even though, basically when I was growing up, we still are making history. But bottom line is, I think in order to change, to break a cycle, you have to look at why it is like it is. You can't change anything you don't know to change. And I think a lot of our, a lot of us get so caught up in the now that we can't see the big picture. Because there's so much going on in today, you can't get that off of today and look at the picture as a whole. But, I mean, it starts in each household, bottom line. If you look at our culture as a, our culture as a whole is a representation of what's going on in a lot of our households.
That's true. That is true. You know, circumstances are generally a manifestation of our thoughts.
Exactly. You know, I mean, we have, you know, the word dysfunction. We have so many dysfunctional families and so on so many different levels. They come in all different ways, whether it's abusive, verbally, physically, one parent, no parents. You know, it's just it's different levels of disability and, I mean, dysfunctionality, and along with a lot of the slave mentality that has been carried on from one generation to another, until you take a look at the breakdown, the psychological breakdown of it, how we were psychologically damaged, and the fact that even after slavery, we were freed, but we didn't know how to live a healthy, normal life. That was something that they couldn't really pass down to their children. They could just do the best they could and try to be as good at it as they could, but they really, it's just like, you like they, you know, the saying of a woman can't raise a boy to be a man because we are not men. Well, you can't give something away that you don't have. And if you're coming out of slavery, how much knowledge or wisdom did they really have to give to their offspring? It's every generation has fought to pave out their own way, to find a way, and it's not together. We've always been against each other instead of bringing each other up as a whole. And building our communities, we choose to stab each other in the back and run away from the very communities that were our foundation for a long time before they started breaking, you know, before they desegregated everything. Mm-hmm. Running away from the neighborhood is not going to change anything. You can start right now in New York, in Harlem, if half of the people that was in Harlem fought, like, they fought to get out of the ghetto, but fought to buy the property.
I know, they would be rich.
Invested in their businesses. Do you understand how rich black folks would be in Harlem right now?
Oh, my God.
There was a time they were selling those brownstone houses. They was giving them away for a dollar, saying, people, come, take them.
Mm-mm-mm.
You understand that if we
they
had
worth millions.
In our communities, we could have made, just like the Asians have their communities, the Italians have their communities. We should have had our own, but instead we ran away from them and now and tried to merge in with everybody else, but now we don't have them anymore.
That's true. Well, that brings to a question that, you know, Stephen has posed, that they're having a quarterly symposium that will be going on in Atlanta this Saturday. And I want Stephen, I want you to pose the question. Tell us again about the symposium, the date and time. Make sure it's in the chat. And then I think we're going to close out on a couple classics. We're going to close out on some Etta James and Sam Cooke. So how about that?
All right.
That's what's up. Just to give y'all the
what was that question?
The question is, the theme for this first quarter community assembly, which is going to be happening this Saturday at 6 o'clock p.m. at the Shrine of the Black Madonna here in Atlanta. The theme, the question is posed is, what does Barack Obama owe black people? And so basically, you know, we're saying whether you're convinced that Obama is the answer or that his election is a step backward, you need to be there and be a part of the process of African black self-definition. So it's imperative that all of us, you know, begin to take the dialogue around Obama's presidency now and really begin to deal with the issues of what comes next for us. What are we going to get out of this? What does this mean for us as a people? And, you know, exactly.
I have to laugh at that.
Go ahead. What'd you say, Levine?
I have to laugh at that only for the fact that Obama don't owe us anything. If we got any sense as a community, we will band together to back him because, trust me, this is not going to be easy for this man. They're going to try to cut him off at every path that they can. They're not. I think he's walking in office into the most mess that any president has ever walked into office on, in, with all the stuff that's going on between the economy, the wars. I mean, it's just so much stuff just being sat, put in his lap, coming into office, for one. It's impossible for him to reverse 24 years of garbage, starting with the Reagan administration.
Mm-hmm.
He would never be able to reverse it in 4 years, let alone 8 years. I mean, 8 years, let alone 4 years, right? And if anything, we need to rally and get behind him and take a look at what we can do to make this better for all of us. He can't do it by himself.
No, not at all, not at all. But it's imperative that we have the discussion as a community, because just like when Martin Luther King Jr. was doing his work, you know, that divided our community along those the lines of who were going to be violent and who were going to be nonviolent.
Mm-hmm.
And so similar with Barack Obama, even though there's some who may feel elated about his being elected, there's some who don't care or some who don't think it matters, it's still a significant event in our community and even around the world. His presidency is resonating all over the globe, and I think that it's still going to be to our advantage to use this time to really come together and organize, develop an agenda which is going to speak to the diversity of us as a people, but to find out what is it that we have in common as a people that crosses our political, social, economic, spiritual lines that all of us feel, you know, is important to us as a people, and let's focus on those things that we know we have in common.
Well, you know what? First of all, I think hopefully to open up the door for more younger minorities to even get into politics. If from what I see in the city, I see a lot of Spanish that's gotten into that arena. There's not a lot of African Americans that are stepping into that arena, for one. Why, you know, who knows? But one that plays, a part in helping put those community things together.
We do need to develop a political body that advocates on behalf of the community. So I think one of the good things about the quarterly assembly, it's one, the community is going to decide what it wants and needs, and then as a collective, we can make sure that anybody that chooses to, anyone that chooses to, if anyone chooses, to go into office, we're going to come as a body and say, okay, what are you going to do on behalf of our community? And see, that's just what's necessary for us. You know, we need to say that.
We need to support each other. And that's something that, unfortunately, our culture as a whole has never really grasped onto very well.
Well, I mean, there are communities that are doing it, and that's why, that's the purpose of this movement. So if you, start speaking differently, and if you say about what Obama did, and if there was nothing more than its significance, he showed the power of we. And he showed that it's not an individual effort, that we can't leave it on one leader to save us, that for us to be saved, we all need to come together. And he showed that. So, I mean, and you're talking about young people. When Obama did win the presidency and we went out in the street, I had to go pick up one of my grandsons. It was about, 11, 12 o'clock at night because the buses had stopped running. I think they said in the Southwest Philly, they really went off. I wasn't even down there. But the streets was filled with black males 16 to 21. So, I mean, it's a lesson that they really learned and that we're going to see, come forth. And so what we need to do, need to speak differently and not necessarily what went on at the past, but how can we take what we have and our current resources. And that's what I think, the purpose of this assembly is. So this will be a quarterly discussion that they will be having.
It's so many different levels, on so many different areas that you could work on as far as being a single parent, whether it's male or female, you guys just re-entering the civilization after being locked up, trying to the ones that would like to change their lives and do the right thing. It's just like so many different areas, you know, you could go into as far as trying to get those kind of, that kind of unity back together. But
well, this is a group that they've been working on. What are the different organizations with this, Stephen?
The various organizations working with the assembly?
Yes.
Okay, well, we're going to have a tremendous amount of invited speakers who are coming out. Dr. Marimba Ani, Sister Njeri Agani, she's the National Director of NCOBRA. Congresswoman Mabel Thomas, she's a state congresswoman here, and well, she's a state representative here in Georgia. Dr. Akinyele Umoja, Minister P.D. Menelink, he's works closely with Professor Leonard Jeffries. Former Councilman Derek Bozeman out of Atlanta, Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, Attorney Chokwe Lumumba, who is out of Jackson, Mississippi, but he has been heavily involved with the Republic of New Africa over the years, Professor Griff with Public Enemy, Atlanta rapper Killer Mike, Brother Wakesa Mazimoyo, he's with the Warriors and Healers movement here in Atlanta, and also with Comprotax, which is the largest black-owned accounting and tax preparation company. And then Brother Warren Green out of Morehouse College here in Atlanta. So quite an extensive array of brothers and sisters and a variety of opinions as well.
Okay. Yeah.
Also, Stephen, you're in Atlanta.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this is going to be held in Atlanta this weekend. And then, you know, we'll be kept apprised of, you know, the quarterly one so people can find out when's the next one, the next quarter, and more people can plan to attend and find out, you know, how we get on the list and share the information at the BBS Value Tour. So now what we're going to do, I just want to thank everyone for coming. This has been Center Stage. We've been up close and personal with the BBS Value Tour. And I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams. We have Brother Stephen Biko and Lavina. We've all been sharing this time with everyone. And we have Brother Maurice Novembre with BrotherManComics.com. He's been in the chat room. And anyone else in our whole Twitter family, I want to thank you for coming by. And we're here on Mastic Real Radio, and on Mastic Real Radio, we always speak for you, peace and love. Now, we're going to chime out on two things, because I believe we speak things into existence, so we want to speak the greatness of our people, the fact that they've come together, they're going to talk about them, we're going to do some great things, so we're going to go out on At Last. And The Change Is Going to Come by Sam Cooke.
All right. All right. Good job.
Could speak to dream that I can call my own. I found the three.